And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now here is Brother Chad Johnson with today's message.
God bless you. It's good to be back with you this week. We're in Psalm 119, and we left off in verse 23. Princes also sit down and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate, there it is again, in thy statutes. David was in a high position, and the great ones of the earth went after him. See, on their thrones they might have found something better to consider, but they looked at David. He said, princes did sit down and speak against me. People of other lands, princes and kings and people in high places, in powerful places, sit down and they spoke against David, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Most men covet a prince's position and power and his work. Many of the lordly ones were the enemies of God, and they made it their business to speak ill of him. But David said, even when men in high places speak against me, he said, thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. The word meditate there means to think upon, to dwell upon, to continually think upon thy statutes, the word of God. Verse 24, he said, thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. They were not only themes for meditation, but they were the sources and the delight of his guidance. While his enemies took counsel in each other, the holy man took counsel with the testimonies of the word. See, a lot of times we wonder, where do we need? Do we need a financial counselor? And those are good at times. I'm not against that. Well, a marriage gets in trouble and they want to send you to marriage counseling. And I'm not against that if it's a Christian counselor who's basing it on the Word of God. But what most people say, well, God wants you to be happy. And if you're not happy, then get a divorce. But the divorce myth is a myth in the Word of God. And I won't get into that today. But he said, thy testimonies, the Word of God, are my delight and my counselors. When you delight in something, that means you get great pleasure, great joy from it. You might delight in your favorite dessert or your favorite hobby or a person that you like to be with. You delight in that. But he said, my delight is in the Word of God, and it's my counselor. It's my guide. It's where I go. I believe, and I really believe this with all my heart, that if churches in America, the true churches of the Lord, the Baptist churches, would really get back to basing what they do and how they operate and how they conduct themselves really according to the Word of God, I think, first of all, there wouldn't be very many congregations that had any, very many at all. When you start applying the Word of God and really trying to line the church up with the Bible and really run it by the Scripture and preach the whole counsel of God, because this Bible is offensive to the old nature. The old man hates this Bible. The only reason I love the Word of God today is because the new creature in Christ that is in me, in the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Spirit of God dwelling in me. In my old man, this old man hates the Bible because the Bible goes against what my flesh wants to do. My flesh is an enemy of the Scripture. But he said, it's my counselor. It's my guide. If we desire to find comfort in the Scripture, we must submit ourselves to their counsel. See, you can't find comfort in the Scripture until you're ready to say, I'm going to submit myself to what the Scripture says. Because it might not go with what the flesh wants at times, but the end of it, the Bible says, no chastisement for the present is joyous, but it's grievous. But afterwards, it yieldeth the fruit of righteousness. Sometimes doing what this book says is so hard. I'm not trying to be a Pharisee or super spiritual. It is hard to go by the Word of God at times because we know it's going to cost us relationships. It could cost us financially. It could cost us popularity or you know, we could get a bad name among men because wicked men twist what we do if it's according to the Word to make us look like fools and like men who don't care about other people and so on. But I want to say that there is great blessing in letting the Word of God be your guide, be your counselor. When you have problems in life, go to the Word of God. I believe every answer to the problems of life and what we need to do can be found in this King James Bible. Focus your life, filter your life, run your life according to the Word, and you'll not be sorry that you did. Then we go to the third stanza of the psalm. Begins in verse 25. Like I said, there's 22 stanzas. Each stanza represents one of the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. And the verses within each stanza begin with the letter that it represents. The third letter of the Hebrew alphabet, D-A-L-E-T-H, Daleth, I guess is the way you would say that. Now, every verse, all eight of the verses in this stanza begin with the letter that with that letter in the Hebrew alphabet. So look at verse 25. My soul cleaveth unto the dust, quicken thou me according to, there it is again, thy word. Quicken me according to thy word. The word of God is so precious to the redeemed. He said, my soul cleaveth to the dust. He means in part that he was full of sorrow. For mourners in the east cast dust on their heads and sat in ashes. And the psalmist felt that he was in a very low and powerless state. He said, my soul cleaveth unto the dust. He was like a man who was just crawling around on his belly on the dust of the ground, just in great despair. But he said, quicken me according to thy word. The word quicken means to be made alive. More life is the cure for all our ailments, and only the Lord can give it. He said, Lord, quicken me and do it according to thy word. The phrase according to thy word means according to thy revealed way of quickening thy saints. The word of God shows us that he who first made us must keep us alive. And it tells us of the Spirit of God who through the blessings of life to our souls come. He said, Lord, help me that I may live. Quicken me while in a happy state. He begs for bountiful dealing of God. But when he was in a position of being low, he prays for quickening. Said, Lord, quicken me according to thy word. Oh, I praise the Lord for the day that he quickened me according to his word. Ye hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. When God sent his word and I heard the word of God, the seed was sown. Then the Spirit of God came and the Word of God, the law of God, broke my heart, showed me I was a transgressor and plowed up the heart. Then the seed of the gospel was planted and the Spirit of God watered and worked that seed in and began that work of conviction and drawed me to salvation. He called me by his grace and he saved me by his grace. And thank God he's keeping me by his grace. Then we see in verse 26, I have declared thy ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me what? Thy statutes, thy word. I have declared my ways. Open confession is good for the soul. Nothing brings more ease and more life to a man than to be very honest in his acknowledgement of his sin. Our confessions are not meant to make God know our sins, but to make us know them. See, God is sovereign. He knows we've sinned and when we've sinned. But when we repent as a Christian, we're not getting saved again. You don't, you know, you're not putting him to an open shame afresh and anew. But what's going on is that fellowship is there, and that we may know our sin. And he said, I have declared my ways. David said, I've just declared and just told it like it is. I've been honest with myself and honest with my Lord. And he said, I've declared my ways, and thou heardest me. I tell you what, the Lord always hears the prayers of his people, and he's glad and he rejoices in the heart of God when his people declare their sinful ways and repent of those sins. He said, teach me thy statutes. Teach me thy statutes. Now that I've repented of sin, Lord, teach me not to sin. Teach me not to do these things. O Lord, help me. Verse 27, make me to understand the way of thy precepts, that's the word, so I shall talk of thy wondrous works. He said, Lord, if you'll help me understand the word, the way of thy precepts, then I'm going to tell others about it. See, it's very important as we study the word and God reveals things by revelation to us through the Spirit, that we not retain those things and keep them inside, but as we have opportunity, that we witness to those and tell the Word of God, not just for preachers. Everybody that's saved ought to be telling those around them at times, at the appropriate time, as God leads you, the things that you have heard. He said, I'll talk of thy wondrous works. We talk of so many things in our day-to-day life. We can talk about our job, and we have to. We have to do talk about and discuss things to do with your work at work. I understand that. We'll talk to our family about things in our family life. But I won't say that we ought to be talking also of the wondrous works of the Word of God. No need to leave that off. It's very, very important. And in verse 28, he said, my soul melteth for heaviness. He was dissolving away in tears. The solid strength of his countenance was turning to liquid as a molten furnace. His heart was so heavy. My soul melteth for heaviness. There's been times in all of our lives that inside, if you could see us, it was like our soul was a liquid that was just running and melting because of its heaviness. We've had times of betrayal. People turn against us. People misuse and misquote and missay what we do, and they twist our motives around to be that was not good. There are times we want to just say, if this is the way it's going to be, let's just give up. And David was there. He said, my soul melteth for heaviness. It's just melted. I'm so heavy inside. We've all been there that are saved. Strengthen me according to thy word. I won't say, child of God, when the heart gets heavy, there's one way to lighten it, and that's through the word. As I battled in 2009 and 10, the greatest trial of my life, a betrayal of a man of God who I love dearly. And as he tried to destroy me and my family, I tell you where I found hope. I couldn't find it in people around me, because most of them that were for me and knew the truth, they turned and they sided with that man out of fear because of his control. But I tell you where I went when that heart got heavy and was melting. I went to the Word of God, and that's where I got my strength. I stayed in Psalms and Job in 2010 until God, that melted heart, he made it firm again. He gave me joy again. He gave me worship again. He gave me praise again. I didn't get that out of the counsel of men. I didn't get it from somebody. I got it according to the Word of God. And I'm telling you, church, that's where we need to realize our help is. When our heart gets heavy, we can get strength from the Word of God. When all men fail you, when all men forsake you, the Lord will take you up through His Word. I'm glad the eternal Word doesn't change and God doesn't change. God bless you. We'll be back next week, and we'll start in Psalm 119 and verse 29.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.